Now that you have listened to part one, it's time to examine what you've heard, emphasizing the most important points of content and, of course, language. Several extracts will be replayed. After each replay, I will ask questions, further explain what was said and how it was said. Where questions are asked, there will be a short pause for you to reply. I will then correct your answer.
The techniques needed to ensure a successful meeting are those which simply help communication and information exchange. Teamwork and cooperation are important to the exchange of information. If information and ideas are to be shared by all the participants, then shyness is also a factor which must be overcome. On the other hand, the participants must not be overpowering so as to push others out of the discussions. Participants must also feel they can speak their minds and should not feel obliged to say what the others want to hear. To achieve this quality in the meeting, the chairperson should encourage free speech and should not put words into other people's mouths.
What two factors are important to the exchange of information? Teamwork and cooperation. Shyness is the opposite of confidence. If a person is shy, then they feel insecure when speaking to a group. It must be overcome, means it must be defeated or it must be dealt with. They should not feel obliged. They ought not to feel forced or compelled. The chairman achieves this quality by encouraging free speech. Those at the meeting should speak their minds, i.e., they should say what they really think. To put words into someone's mouth is to encourage them to say what you want to hear. The chairman must encourage people to say what he doesn't want to hear. Only this way are problems dealt with and solved.
Meetings are growing in importance in the modern business world. Why, you may ask? The reason is that decision-making is becoming more and more decentralized. In the earlier stages of the industrial economy, decisions were made by a few bosses or top managers and were carried out by workers and office staff. In recent years, the whole area of middle management has grown. Authority is now often delegated, and the members of an organization must make decisions at all levels. Business organizations must now rely on communication skills within a company more. Of course, the top management still has the ultimate power over its staff to overrule decisions made. But organizations have become so large and international that meetings are increasingly necessary to decide on issues. Apart from these types of meetings within organizations, where people have similar loyalties, there are also meetings between opposing parties. These are meetings of the negotiation type, and although they are often more competitive, they are similar to meetings within an organization in that they yield an outcome which is a compromise of ideas.
Why are meetings growing in importance? Because decision-making is becoming more and more decentralized. What area of management has grown in recent years? Middle management. Decentralization is the movement of power and decision-making away from a central office to smaller, more specialized units. Middle managers are intermediaries, those who operate in between top organizing corporate managers and floor managers or implementers. Their job is to coordinate decisions at the top and practice at floor level. To delegate authority is to divide up authority among several different people. Delegation has a number of advantages. Number one, it makes those middle managers who receive delegated authority more responsible and committed to their jobs. Number two, it shares the risk of poor decision-making among many people. Middle managers in touch with their area are less likely to make bad judgments than a top manager far removed in his office. Number three, it speeds up decision making and allows top managers to concentrate on more important matters of general organisation. To rely is to depend on, to be reliant or dependent on. Top management has the ultimate or final power to overrule, to pass over, or to cancel the decision. Meetings are increasingly or more and more important. To compromise, to settle for a combination of two or more opposing ideas. Five different types of meeting are described and explained. These are, number one, the informative advisory meeting. Number two, the problem-solving meeting. Number three, the consultative meeting. Number four, the decision-making meeting. Number five, the negotiation meeting. Preparing the meeting, no matter what type of meeting it is the responsibility of the chairman.
The chairperson must first know what the most important items for discussion are. He or she must then choose other secondary items which should be discussed, if time permits. The chairperson must then look at the topics for discussion and decide who needs to attend this meeting in order to cover all these topics. Unnecessary participants at the meeting should be ruled out.
If time permits means if there is enough time remaining. To cover all topics means to deal with all the items or themes. So, who should be present at the meeting?
Generally, the chairperson should invite the following people to the meeting. Those who have information to offer to the theme of the meeting, those who need to hear the information which will be offered, those who act as good go-betweens between conflicting parties, those who have the power to make decisions based on the outcome of the meeting, and those who, for reasons of company rules, must be in attendance at the meeting.
Those who have information are the experts. Those who need to hear it are the implementers. The go-betweens are there to help the meeting run smoothly. The decision-makers are the top managers. Others are the secretary, stenographer, etc. Some words. An outcome means a result. To be in attendance. To be present. Good. The next task for the chairman is to draw up an agenda. The agenda is the layout or plan of what needs to be discussed. The agenda should have four stages. Number one, some non-contentious, uncomplicated matters at first to help people relax and get into the discussion mood. Number two, difficult or important topics. These should receive 20% or 30% of the time. Number three, items which need to be discussed openly but not decided. Number four, something light-hearted or humorous to relieve or release stress. Here is an example of an agenda.
Firstly, the easy phase can start off with the reading of the minutes of the last meeting. The meeting can then move on to making announcements. General information about the organization may be announced, such as hirings, firings, and promotions. An earlier issue which must be decided on could be which catering company the firm should use in the canteen. A difficult issue may then be whose budget should be cut or expanded. Decisions made on such topics lead to a lot of argument. The second to last part of the meeting could be discussing new ways to boost turnover. Ideas can be exchanged, but decisions are often not made at this stage of the meeting. The last issue discussed and decided upon could be the decision about on which day the Christmas staff party should take place. As we have already said, A light-hearted issue at the end helps all involved to unwind.
What was the difficult issue to be decided? The decision on cutting and expansion of department budgets. To boost turnover means to improve turnover, to give turnover a push. The minutes of the last meeting mean the events of the last meeting as recorded by the secretary. The chairperson is the pivot, the centre, around which the meeting revolves. It is his or her responsibility to make sure that the meeting achieves its objective, i.e. that decisions are made, compromises made, deals settled, information given and understood. He or she controls the tone of the meeting, i.e. whether it is formal or informal, fast or slow. He must be seated so that everyone can see him. He may allow the discussion to develop openly, but never to get out of his control.
The chairperson must also encourage competitiveness and argument at the meeting. This helps to bring out the greatest number of ideas. The chairperson must, however, be careful not to let one member of the group demotivate other members. If this is the case, then the other members will not feel like passing on their ideas. To avoid demotivation, the chairperson must make sure that the more assertive members of the group phrase their criticisms in a polite way. Criticisms must be constructive and not used simply to score points.
How does the chairman avoid demotivation? He ensures that assertive members remain polite and controlled. Demotivation happens where one member is so dominant and forceful with his or her opinions that other members lose interest in the discussion. To be assertive, or to assert oneself, is to take a strong, dominant position. Criticisms must be constructive. This means they must serve the purpose of the meeting, of the business. They must be positive and honest, not personal, aggressive, or negative. This is destructive criticism, used to score points. Scoring points means attacking another person for personal advantage. Point scoring is destructive and unprofessional. 7 possible problems that a chairman may encounter were highlighted. In each case, a possible response for the chairman was given. You will now hear each response replayed. After each one, say what the problem was.
John, your idea is to increase production greatly in the near future. What I would like to know is by how much you think we should increase, and when exactly should this increase take place?
The problem was that someone constantly made unclear, unspecified suggestions.
I think we could wait until after David has finished speaking to hear your point. Perhaps he would have made the same point if you had allowed him to finish talking.
The problem? Constant interruption.
My understanding so far of the matters is that you think we should...
The problem? A member is nervous and confused.
Angela, I think what you're saying is important, but it might be interesting to get another view on that point. Mary, what are your ideas on this matter?
The problem? A person talking for too long with little content.
Yes, Bill. I see your point, but perhaps that is a matter for another day. I shall take note of your point and we can discuss it at the next meeting. The main issue we wanted to deal with right now was...
The problem? A person making points irrelevant to the discussion.
Mark, so far you have only criticized Angela's ideas. I would like to hear what positive ideas you have as alternatives to hers.
The problem? One person picking on another.
Dave, I'd like to hear what you think of Bill's last point.
The problem? A member not paying attention. To pick on a person, like point scoring, is to unfairly criticize and attack them. Finally, then, what rules should a team member follow in a meeting?
Do pay attention. Do take an active part. But do not disrupt the meeting. Don't disagree aggressively. Do disagree with others, but do it politely. Do assert yourself, but don't dominate. Do try to cover all issues on the agenda, and don't deviate from these issues. Do make the points you feel are necessary, but don't make points which only serve to defend yourself or attack others. Do use data in supporting your arguments, but don't use data which is either out of date or not completely reliable. Do try to make eye contact with the other participants,